Are you a horse owner? Get exclusive discounts on brands like John Deere and Big Ass Fans with equine discounts. If you're a paying member of any equine association, you qualify. And as an added bonus, a percentage of every sale through equine discounts is returned to the equine industry. Go to equinediscounts.com to receive your discounts.
You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Greetings, everyone. Coach Jen here, and thanks for tuning in to Horse Tip Daily, episode 1594, brought to you today by Clarifly. This time, USF R Judge Bob Crandall joins the original jumping podcast co-host Emily Wood, and they're going to chat about a jumping exercise that is so ubiquitous, it's got its own acronym. Clarifly Larvicide is more than just a fly control product. It is the first step towards improving horse comfort and keeping nuisance flies out of your stables. This feed additive uses an active ingredient that passes through the digestive system of horses and is expelled in their manure, where it stops flies in their larval stage. By using Clarifly Larvicide as part of an IPM program with Starbar products, you'll get more support, more expertise, and more control. Visit centralflycontrol.com or visit your local feed dealer.
So coming up next, we have the training tip with one of my favorite people, Bob Crandall. For those of you that don't know him, he is a credentialed rider, trainer, judge. He is all over everywhere in our industry. He's very busy, so we're very appreciative that he took the time out today to talk to us. I think we've got him. So welcome to the show, Bob.
Hi, Emily. How are you?
Thanks for calling in. It's so nice to talk to you.
It's great to talk to you, too.
So I know you're tired because you were at the horse show, right? You were in North Carolina.
Yeah, we were in Raleigh, where your husband was.
He was. He was good. He won the Grand Prix.
He did? I didn't even know that. That's fantastic.
Wow! I know. Cool. It was like, cool. I was so proud of him. He was winning like the classes along the way, but like it's a little bit new partnership with the mare, and she's very hot. So it's kind of like, okay, you know, but we're pretty happy if we just sort of like, you know, get through and have a few down, whatever. But she was awesome, and he was so happy. So that's a cool show, huh? Do you like that show?
It is. We've gone on and off for years, and it's, you know, that's facility's been there forever. But that's really great that went so well for him because he wasn't sure with that mare. That's great.
I know. Yeah, you were there with him. You know the inside scoop. He really wasn't quite sure.
No, that was really cool because he didn't talk like he was expected much. So that's really cool.
No, for sure. So yeah, I like that. Hopefully we can hit that show next year, and then we can all be there together, because I do love that facility. I've been there a few times. It was IHSA finals, too, and it's like the state-county facility or something, right?
Yeah, it's been there. They use it for their state show, but they have shows really on and off through the whole year there.
Yeah, which I don't know what my deal is. I love properties like that. I love like the huge properties with like the rolling track horse barns that just feel like big many rings. I love it.
Yeah,
so it's
for
one
sure.
of those places. But anyways, okay, so we'll get to it so we don't run out of time. So Bob, you have no doubt brought us a training tip.
Yep. I was sort of mentioning it to you a little bit last night. There's a exercise that I like to set up, and it's pretty universally, like you can use it for young horses, older horses, to kind of tune up a little bit with horses for certain situations. You can use it for beginner kids, advanced kids, and so on. And it's really pretty simple. And I always start with really poles on the ground, and it's a set of poles to a 48 feet to a little bounce with poles to another 48 feet to another set of poles. And what you do is you sort of get the young horses or the beginners comfortable through it. And it's set so that you can do it in different striding. And at 48 to 10 to 48, you can very comfortably do it in 4 to a bounce to 4. You can do it in 3 to a bounce to a 3. And you can then vary it to, say, a 3 to a bounce to a 4 or a 4 to a bounce to a 3, you know, you can vary it in all different situations. And it's really, really helpful. It gets them focused. It's a comfortable situation where they are It's just preset. You can't make a big mistake. That's also something like the kids can do on their own with just poles, but you can raise it, and I don't ever have to get it that big, but you can certainly raise it and then move it out a little bit here and there, adjust it for your horse's stride, but it's a very big confidence builder.
Oh, well, that's cool. So sometimes you put those poles with standards and then you put them up a bit, like Cavalletti, kind of.
Yeah,
wow,
definitely.
I like that a
really
lot.
I actually really set it vertical. Four verticals is really all it takes, and with ground poles on each side. And it's but with the beginners or the very young horses, the poles on the ground introduces it to them. And once they get that rhythm set, it's so simple to raise it and change it and move it around and ask for different striding. And it's really effective.
Oh, yeah, it sounds, I like that, because that's kind of, I mean, whether you're dealing with green horses or green riders or both, or you're just even ourselves, you're coming back after a week off or a couple of days off, just want to get sharp again. That's kind of like, don't you feel like that's sort of the question all the time? You're like, okay, like I need to, you know, tighten this up and get the pressure of the show ring and the courses, but kind of without doing the show ring and the courses.
Yeah, it's sort of an automatic exercise. It really tunes the horses, because they have to really focus on it. Or they, you know, they're going to bump a pole or whatever, and it really teaches the riders to hold their body and to how to adjust to lengthen the stride or shorten the stride. And it gets a little complicated when you put it up a little bit more and you ask for a three to a bounce and then reel in four or vice versa. You know, it's very comfortable in four bumps. Yeah, it's effective.
It sounds effective. Effective is a very nice word to use.
When Bob said that, I found myself sitting back. I had to sit back when he said that. I went, gosh.
This is an exercise. Bob is bringing it. He is going to school these girls. That's awesome. I like that a lot. Yeah, right? You fall right off. Well, so like that's the thing, is it also really schools. We had, I think it was Amanda Flint was on a few episodes earlier. Somebody was talking about bounces. And just how that really helps, yes, with your horse's techniques through the exercise, their balance, their bascule over the jump. But then for sure, oh my gosh, for the rider, it just puts you, or corrects you rather, when you get out of place. So, I mean, this exercise is like the master's course, because you've got to negotiate those bounce rails off of either a move up or the collection, which most likely we hope you have determined to do before you hit that first pole, right?
Absolutely. And the best part about it is you can't get in that much trouble with it, even if you make a little mistake in or out. You know, you can still make it up in between and adjust it and fix it. The striding's set so that it's pretty uncomplicated whether you're lengthening or shortening.
It's nice. I really like that one a lot. So that's something, would you prescribe that that's like a good training exercise for hunters, jumpers, ponies, amateurs, for everybody, right?
Yeah.
Very nice.
I actually have it set almost all the time, because it's so good for any level horse, any level rider. And you can actually stretch the whole thing out in different striding and things too, but I like that. I like the 48-10-48, because it's pretty precise and you have to be pretty accurate.
Yeah, no, that's good. Well, that's it. 48-10-48. You guys set it up, work those ponies, give us your feedback. I love that. So, Bob, tell us, before we lose you, tell us what you're doing these days and how people can find you. You're such a valuable trainer. I know you do clinics and things like that. Are you doing that these days, or what? How can people find out more about you?
Yeah, that's nice. I mean, I definitely do clinics still. I don't get to do as many as I used to, because we're still showing so much, and we're about to do indoors. So Harrisburg and Washington and Kentucky are coming up. And then we'll head back to Florida for the winter. But I'm doing a lot of judging, and I definitely get the clinics in there here and there when I can. So it's been really busy.
Oh, I bet it has. Well, you're so talented. You've got such a nice way about you with the horses. Never, rigid. It's always really in the best interest of growing horses and riders. I love it. I love the way that you train. So I'm so grateful you got on and could share this with our audience. And you guys check it out. Bob Crandall, you see him judging or a clinic, you get out there. And you hear what this man has to say, and you do your 48-10-48.
Thanks for having me, Emily.
Well, there you have it. Horse Radio Network has thousands of engaging podcasts for horse people, and you can have them sent right to your phone. Just subscribe via your favorite podcast player. This is Coach Jen, and I will be back again soon with another tip. Until then, go ride your horse. The Horse Radio Network and the Horse Radio Network hosts are not responsible for statements made by guests on the Horse Tip Daily. Please use your own judgment when listening to the tips on this show.